Well, good day everyone, and welcome to another episode of Giants Do Fall. Hey, the lovely Reverend Carla Greer, how you doing?
I'm blessed and delighted to be here.
Ooh, we haven't been here in a minute.
That's right.
But we're so glad to be back so that everyone can hear what God has to say to them.
Amen.
Amen. You feel inspired today?
Inspired.
You want to inspire somebody?
Yep.
You know, we done came into a new year, honey, and we've been speaking to people, and we want people to kick off 2023 with some hope.
Hope. Hope is what we hang on to. Hope is everything.
Hope is everything. And even through the dark areas, people should have some hope, shouldn't they?
Should have hope. We have hope to move on, to get on, and to go on in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, that's one of our prayers. You know, if the people were still setting, what they call them for the new year?
Resolutions. Yeah,
if people were still doing resolutions, we would tell you to go on and have a goal that God places in your heart, to have some hope this year. You know, I like bouncing back. I like that. I like coming back. But
call you the comeback kid.
Yeah, the comeback kid. I like doing that because you got to really trust and believe in God. Well, before we really get into the conversation today, you want to pray?
Sure. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this cast. Now, Lord, bless us and let us speak so that you would be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, you know, I was thinking and reflecting about what I would think about to do for 2023. I believe if we had a resolution, I would call it sharpen your focus.
Yeah, I think that's it. Getting the right angle, getting the right movement, but most of all, making our eyes see what God has for us.
What you called it? Keen?
Keen focus. Keen vision.
Focus, sharp.
Yes.
Vision. You know, I think you preached about it, and I think I've talked about it, about eagle's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the eagle just be pinpointed on where he's going.
Yeah. And not being distracted.
Not,
you know, the
distracted.
Eyes are protected. You talked about that
before.
How when you have a horse and they cover their eyes to make sure that they keep focus on where they're supposed to go.
Yes.
They staying call them, in the race.
Yeah, staying in the race. They call them blinders. And what they do is they used to put them on the side of the horse's eyes. So the horse would be forced to only look straight. The horse would be looking because he would become distracted and he would get off course and he would get off the track. Well, sometimes we need to put some blinders on.
Yeah, blinders.
Spiritual blinders.
Yes.
So we don't allow the enemy to take us off course. Wow, that's for somebody out
that's
there.
That's good right there.
We want to drop that nugget in your lap this morning. Put some spiritual blinders on so that the enemy will not take you off course in 2023. Hey, dear, would you read that scripture for us, if you don't mind?
Oh, sure. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of this calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And that's Ephesians 1, hallelujah, verse 17 and 18.
You know, I thought that was an interesting scripture, how Paul was talking to the church of Ephesus. And he's trying to, it's a new church. Mm-hmm. And Paul was writing from jail, trying to encourage them again to keep their eyes focused so they can have a close relationship with Jesus. Because Jesus would give you wisdom and knowledge of who
in
he
Revelation.
Is. In Revelation. Of who he is. Mm-hmm. And what he has in store for you. I like that. I like this.
I do too.
You know, because I think we should have refreshers where we can get to understand what he has for us and keep our eyes focused. That's what we were just talking about. Get you some sharper focus on who your relationship is with Jesus.
Yeah, we're those spiritual blinders. Amen. That is really good.
I was thinking how easy it is to bow down to the world's dictate. Whereas the world will frustrate you, you would get all, oh, I can't, you know the drill, honey. But you know, if you are a Christian, if you are a believer, you know, you've got to get a closer relationship. I call it an intimate relationship with Jesus.
And it really is about sight. It's about seeing him. I remember hearing intimacy was into him. See.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about seeing him and going where he tells you to go and moving as he tells you to move.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got to rely on him.
Rely on him. So, put those blinders on and ask him to give you focus.
So you can't try to do all this spiritually all by yourself.
Can't do it.
And you'll get off course. And, you know, some people, we got to learn how to get back on course.
I think that's it. And that's a goal for this year. Let's get back on course and let's stay on the course that God has for us. Amen.
So what do you do if you got distracted a lot? How did you handle it?
Well, it's easy to recognize what distracts you. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's a job or your work.
Sometimes it's job where you work. Sometimes it's your friends. Sometimes it's your associates. I understand that now. That will distract you and keep you from keeping your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes taken off of it.
But as soon as you get that feeling of pain, it's like a pain. And it kind of is like an alarm. It reminds you that I'm not focused on the right thing. Let me stop. Let me regroup. Let me gather things up, gather my thoughts up, and let me go back to God. Let me use what I know. And what I know is, this is not what I'm supposed to be focused on. Let me focus on him.
You know, also, honey, the key thing is what Paul is saying. I pray that you keep your eyes, keep your eyes fixed on him. You know, so then when you do get distracted, you can put your eyes back, or that you will learn how not to get distracted, you know. Because the one thing I found out is when you get distracted, it's easy to give up, you know.
Well, I think we need to learn what Jesus did. He would stop. He might write on the ground. He would think. And then he would react. And his reaction wasn't necessarily to what was going on. His reaction was to God. Let me see what the Father has to say. And then I will respond.
What the Father has to say. And then I will respond. I'm trying to figure out, we've been preaching and teaching people how to hear what the Father's saying. Paul is saying that how can you see?
Seeing and hearing really work together. So if you see, then you can hear. You can't always hear first, and sometimes you can, but you must rely on the Lord no matter what.
And everything we always talk about is trying to block out distractions. You have to have a habit. forming behavior. Mm-hmm. You have to know how to pray, study the word, attend the fellowships, which means church. You got to have a habit.
Now, you put a three-part plan right there. Mm-hmm. And I could think of various people in the Bible who did the same thing. And I really was looking at that. So when something comes up, you got to stop. And then you need to pray. And when you're praying, you're asking for God's direction in the matter, in whatever you're doing. And then you study on top of it. If we did that, and then came up with our answers, we'd have some answers that would be better than what we've been dealing with.
Yeah. If you had some sharper vision, if you would have that plan, you would be a lot better.
And I think what it is that we have the tools, but we're not using them right.
Yeah, we're not using them, and then we get out. Again, we get out of habit. You know?
Well, sometimes we try to trust in our own self. Our own thinking. We think we know it all. And we need to be quiet.
That's hard for some people.
And let the Lord speak.
That's hard for some of us, baby. Be quiet, because after you just start, you can't even hear if you start fussing, nagging, complaining, whining. But what you're saying is total silence.
Yeah.
Meditate. You know, the Bible tells us to meditate on His word day and night. Mm-hmm. And so we have to learn how to definitely sit still and hear from God. That's a good message, you all. That's good training. It's a habit-forming behavior. And so, as we get ready to close, we just want you to get a sharper vision, sharper eyesight, sharper and a keen eyesight on where you're going with Jesus. Have an intimate relationship with Jesus. He'll be able to guide you now for this upcoming year. You got any closing prayer or closing remarks?
Get your keen direction. Get your sharper vision. And let's go. Let's fight. Let's win. Amen.
Amen. Sharper vision for 2023. Father God of heaven, we love you. We thank you now, Father, for this time of reaching out to the people. I pray, Lord God, that we get a sharper vision, a keen eyesight, intimate relationship with you. Teach us, Lord, that prayer is vital. Lord, teach us that studying the word is vital so that we can energize our hope. Our hope is in you, Lord God, that we will see what you have already done for us. Now bless the people who are listening to this now. We thank you and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, family, brothers and sisters, we thank you for listening to Giants Do Fall. And we'll be back with some more podcasts. We're going to send this to you, and we hope that you liked it, you loved it. And we're going to pray that you will send it to other people so that they can be blessed concerning this message.
Giants do fall. Don't forget.
Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.